This is KTOO's Juno Afternoon, and we're getting close to the bottom of the hour. Scott Burton, your host today, and our next guest is licensed clinical social worker and teen health center counselor, Rachel Woods. Rachel, welcome to Juno Afternoon.
Thank you.
It's nice to have you here. Rachel, can you tell us a little bit about yourself, how you spend your time here in the community?
When we're not hunkering down, I am the teen health center counselor at Yakus Takahiti High School, 3 days a week, and then 2 days at Thunder Mountain High School. And so I do mental health therapy sessions for the students at both of those schools.
Got it. Yeah. And what has that looked like in these last several weeks for you?
Yeah, that has definitely changed quite a bit. We've tried to touch base with students over their student emails, their private, you know, their personal cell phone numbers if we had them, through texting or voicemail, or just calling them and trying to touch base and offering them sessions over Zoom or even over the phone if they're not, because a lot of them seemed uncomfortable with the Zoom doing that. So that's kind of what it's looked like. So it's been very, very different these last few weeks, and I haven't, unfortunately, been able to connect with a lot of kids. So,
got it. Yeah. Got it. With the kids that you have been able to connect with, what have there been any common themes or unique challenges that they're facing right now?
I think I don't know if there's anything like the Zoom thing seems to be kind of common where a lot of them are uncomfortable with that, either even just, you know, for their classes, like attending classes on Zoom, they'll put up just a still picture or that, you know, they don't really show themselves, that that's pretty uncomfortable. I know a lot of them are feeling pretty isolated from friends and, you know, a little bit stuck at home with family. For some, that's actually working out really well. And for others, it feels really, really bad. Either, you know, it's not a healthy environment that they're in, or they just, you know, they're extroverts and they need to be out with their friends and their peers and they feel very isolated from them.
Right. I think of how challenging it was to be a teen myself and then to add a pandemic on top of that. I can't even imagine what it must be like for them. May I ask, what are some strategies or activities you may be prescribing to some of your clients?
Yeah. I think really just kind of feeding your soul, I would say, as far as helping you through the pandemic, you know, there's kind of a fourfold thing when you want to have that well-rounded health. You want to have, you know, you obviously feed your body for physical health and do things that keep you physically healthy. You feed your mind by, you know, doing things that where you're learning something and letting your mind do some work. You feed your spirit, which I think is the one that kind of gets neglected a lot, and especially during times like this where we're kind of, you know, everything's up in the air and there's a lot of fear and stuff, that your spirit doesn't get fed. And so listening to music for a lot of teenagers is one of the biggest things that I've found that feeds their spirit. Listening, going out in nature, it can be, you know, we've had some sunny days, so hopefully there's been some kids taking advantage of that, and, you know, safely going out and enjoying nature can be a really great thing too. And just, you know, connecting with family and friends in ways that you can, even if it's over Zoom or FaceTime or just chatting, you know, doing text messages and chatting, just making that connection. So those are some of the things that I recommend, even when we're not in the middle of a pandemic, to kind of have that that health.
I love it. I don't know that I was ever, you know, told to go listen to music. I love that advice.
Yeah, I recommend that pretty frequently, and kids will even come in my office, you know, when I was singing them live, and share songs with me and share how songs would speak to them. And then that gave me some insight into how to help them too.
Yeah, so, I could see how music would be a great vehicle for communication. What a great idea. I understand that you also run a private practice. Can you tell us about that?
Yeah, so I was planning to start that in the near future, just because of the freedom that that schedule could give me, because I have my own child that I, you know, wanted to spend more time with, and this just kind of accelerated it, because with not being able to see the kids through the schools, with the schools being closed, I wanted to kind of plan for that and to offer services, more than, because it was pretty limited with the schools being closed, because that's where our sites are. And so it just kind of accelerated my timeline on starting a private practice for counseling. So right now I'm only doing telemedicine or telehealth. So that would be Zoom phone calls. I do have a private like text message service through the platform that I'm using. The practice is called the Woods Counseling Services, and I'm listed on junomentalhealth.org website and also on Psychology Today. So, and I'm taking clients because it's just telehealth right now, ages 6 and up. They've done research that shows that kids younger than 6 really can't benefit from that kind of therapy. But kids over the age of 6 seem to be able to get some benefits from telehealth. So,
got it. And when you say 6 and up, what would maybe be the oldest client you would take?
I've seen people, I've had clients all the way up through their 90s. So I'm comfortable with any age over the age of 6 at this point. And then, you know, when I go back to live services, I'll be able to take younger clients.
Got it. What are some symptoms that we might see in ourselves or our friends and family that would maybe be a good idea to give you a call?
So especially right now, the things that, and this is actually pretty typical, I think, in when we're not in a pandemic, it's just the stressors are different. But I think anxiety and depression are probably the two that that people come and talk to me about the most. And particularly with teenagers, I get so many kids coming in with insomnia and just not being able to sleep. And some of that's just a byproduct of anxiety or depression, but that, you know, a lot of times we'll start there just because they're comfortable talking about that. But also, if you're not getting a good night's sleep, a lot of other things in your life are going to be hard. So I would say, you know, especially for parents or for, you know, if you have a loved one that is struggling, that's going to be one of the things that you'll see is problems with sleep, either sleeping too much, not sleeping enough, waking up, having nightmares. Appetite is another one, changes in any, you know, appetite, energy level, mood, obviously, if someone is seeming more depressed. All of those are going to be the things that I would say could be, you know, might be warning signs that something more serious is going on.
Okay. You did say you are taking clients, and I also, let's see, if we go to ktoo.org/JunoAfternoon today's post, you published a video with Aaron Surma, or maybe Aaron, who I think a lot of our listeners know from the Juno Suicide Prevention Coalition. There's a video of you two talking, I believe, about telehealth. Can you tell us about this video?
Yeah, so we filmed that because telehealth seems to be the thing that's, you know, foremost on everyone's mind when they're thinking about counseling right now, because we had to make this pretty quick shift to that. A lot of services have just very quickly had to shift over to that with people not being able to do live services anymore. So the video just kind of goes through kind of the basics. I tried to answer some questions that people might have about telehealth to help make them maybe more comfortable with it. You know, some of just the research, the research shows that you can get the same benefits from in-person as you can telehealth, as you can from in-person, that there's virtually no difference in like the effectiveness of this type of treatment. So I'm just trying to invite people to use that right now, as that, you know, things are starting to open back up, but for a while, this may be the resource that's most available if you are considering getting counseling. And so I wanted people to know what to expect, and that, you know, to maybe have some of those questions answered that were keeping them from engaging in that service.
Right. And we don't even have to dress up or anything, right?
Right.
Less transitions.
Less transition. You don't have to be seen going into a therapist's office. For some people, that's really important, you know. It can serve remote communities too. So if you're in a remote community and maybe there's not a lot of therapists available in your community, being able to access someone outside of your community, that can be a really big benefit. So,
absolutely. All right. So I'm going to link to your services on our webpage, but can you tell our listeners one more time how to find your service?
How to find my services?
Yeah, please.
Okay, so it's called the Woods Counseling Services, and my name is Rachel Woods. So if you search either of those two things, you may be able to find it. But also, if you go to junomentalhealth.org, I am listed on there, and it has all of my contact information. Or Psychology Today, I'm listed on there, and that has my information. And I also have a Facebook page, the Woods Counseling Services Facebook page, so you may be able to find it there as well. My phone number to reach me is it's a 408 number because it's through Google Voice, so they assign me a out-of-state number. 408-831-2667. And that can help if kids are interested in teen health services, getting services through teen health, that's a number that you can reach me and we can try and get them set up with that too. Because for right now, any high school age kids in Juneau can access teen health and it's a free counseling service for them because it's a grant funded thing. So that if they want to take advantage of that, they can just call me and we can get them hooked up with that.
And that number again is 408-831-2667. Okay. Rachel Woods, it's been really nice talking to you. I've been asking my guests over the last several weeks, what are things you're doing to take care of yourself? What advice do you have for us for, making healthy choices and keeping positive?
Definitely enjoying the sunshine when it's out and just getting outside because it's beautiful this time of year. Things are growing. I've been doing a lot of cooking and baking because those are things that kind of feed my soul a little bit. We started our garden, just spending time with family too because having this opportunity and just really trying to see the blessings that are available to us right now instead of focusing on the things that are bad and causing fear and just focusing on the fact that I have more time to spend with my family right now and just really taking advantage of that and doing fun things with them. So those are some of the things I've been doing.
Great advice. And if you are a cook, I don't know if you were listening to the beginning of the show, but Mei Wu taught us how to make typhoon fried shrimp.
Oh,
It looks so good. I can't wait to try it.
nice.
So that'll be on today's post along with your
Yeah.
interview. Rachel
Great.
Woods, I really appreciate speaking with you. Rachel Woods is a licensed clinical social worker and teen health center counselor. You can find her at 408-831-2667 or Google the Woods Counseling Services. Rachel, thank you for your time. Anything else you'd like to add to our listeners?
No, that was it. I just hope that everybody is staying safe and taking care of their health and mental health. So.
All right, Rachel, thanks for your time.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Younger, so much younger than today. I never needed anybody's help in any way. But now these days are gone, days I'm gone. Not so self-assured. Now I find a gentle mind and open up the door.